right now. My man Huggy, what's going on, Hug?
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Huggy.
Give me
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilf.
Happy hump day, Hug.
And the man that needs no introduction. Happy expedited work week.
I love you.
It's good, Hug. It's good.
It's Wednesday already, which means tomorrow I'm going to be at the Improv in Cleveland till Sunday with my homie Chris Paul. Hey, did y'all see the Democratic National Convention last night?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
What you talking about?
Okay.
I haven't seen a lineup like that since Barry Gordy started Motown. I mean, speaker after speaker after speaker. It was like watching an all-star game, especially compared to that Republican circus we saw last week. Who was responsible for that lineup? Eddie Arcadia? A little Last Dragon reference to all you people that don't know.
Liked it. Yeah.
Anyway, I know Republicans was watching the DNC last night hating because they hired an old man to talk to chairs as their guest speaker. But nope, not at the DNC. We don't believe in talking to empty chairs. We believe in talking to real people that's actually there. Sybil, I was in a Hug Shack watching it like it was a sports event. Chanting and cheering. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm Democrat.
I love it.
And guess what, y'all? What? That was one night.
Right, just the first
one night. One night. That one night has already eclipsed the Republicans' convention.
Mm-hmm.
It made you tee up. It gave you the shakes. It moved you. It was mesmerizing. It was applicable.
What?
Did I say that word right, Sybil?
I'm not sure what you said.
Applicable. Applicable. It was off the heezy for cheesy, my needy. You understood that?
That was better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I better stay away from applicable. Did you hear the one guy talking about if Mitt was Santa Claus, he would
fire the
reindeer and outsource the elves? What a great line. See, yesterday, every speaker message was clear. Unlike last week's speakers at the RNC, they should have just passed out a Rosetta Stone at their convention. And thank God my Democratic flat screen had subtitles so I can understand what they were saying. And don't get me started on the First Lady. Did she knock it out the park?
Did she ever?
Yeah. Did she hit a home run?
Mm-hmm.
Did she grand slammed it? First, she looked gooder than a mofo. That's why I said gooder. That's applicable. Y'all ever heard that word gooder?
Yes.
Applicable.
Yeah, gooder. I'm sticking with that word, gooder. Hair was hitting on 1,000. It looked like she just got out of the chair. You can't stay up all night with a hairstyle like that.
No.
I mean, that's a fresh out the chair right there, Sybil.
Mm-hmm.
And her makeup was flawless like she just left the Mac counter. And her skin was glowing like she eat those good groceries. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
And that dress, Sybil, the NRA must have made that because she had every right to bear arms.
All right,
like, did you see her guns?
Yes, sir.
It was so refreshing to see a positive black woman on an intelligent woman other than Oprah and Claire Huxtable on TV. I mean, all we get is women fighting and throwing styrofoam cups at each other.
Right.
I mean, it was black women that's not throwing water on each other. I was so...
You're verklempt now.
What's the word, Sybil?
Verklempt.
Sound like you lost his place.
Place ain't the word. I done lost my breath.
Now that's applicable.
But the one thing she said that got to me, Sybil, she said, it's not about how much money you make, but the difference you make in people's lives.
Absolutely.
She knocked it out the park.
Yes, she
did. I want me a Michelle Obama. All you women out there, step your game up.
That was the message.
Gotta get a hug of Michelle. Yeah, First Lady put it down last
night.
She really did. Elegance, grace.